morning. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time to get growing. Every Saturday at 7 a.m., we team up with gardening experts from around the area to help answer your questions and concerns about your garden, trees, and lawn. Now, here is the Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park and your host of the Home Show Garden Pros, Danny Milliken.
All right, we are back. The Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We love taking callers. I am here with the wonderful Sherry Hera.
Hey, Danny.
Hi, Sherry. Nice to see you. Say hi to the listener.
I brought my daughter, Jazzy.
Hi, Jasmine.
She's making her radio debut today.
She's waving at you and me. Nice nails. You guys both have nice nails.
Oh, thank you.
What do you got those nails for? Scratching boys that are mean to you?
Yes. Keep them
nice.
Away.
Yeah, that's right. No, she said yes and no. Mostly no. No, you wouldn't scratch anybody. Nobody scratches people anymore. Those are the old days. Well, wonderful. Awesome. So, yeah, Sherry's here. Sherry's with Plants for All Seasons. Beautiful locale up in Northwest Houston. Definitely worth a trip today on National Trails Day. You guys basically have trails kind of all over the place, right?
Like bike trails?
No. In like a garden, like pathways between.
Oh, we have trails. Asphalt trails.
Yeah, asphalt trails. But I guess up there, you guys do have a lot of cool bike trails.
My husband's on them right now.
For National
Trails Day.
He's
going on a 90-mile bike ride from our backyard.
That is great.
Yeah.
What a great way to celebrate National Trails Day.
Right. I didn't even know that.
Today we have a big day at Memorial Park, and directly after this, I'm going over there to kind of talk to volunteers and try to tell people how great the trails are and how they can help out.
Very cool.
So cool stuff. We're going to go to a caller.
Okay, great.
Hey, Bobby, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question?
This is my question. I have Bermuda grass, and it's required as far as where I live in my subdivision. But St. Augustine is starting to take over. How do I get rid of that St. Augustine without having to scrape it, replant it? Is there a way to do that?
That's a tough one, because St. Augustine is way more dominant than the Bermuda. So there are weed killers, which I don't like to use, that will damage your St. Augustine and not your Bermuda. In the past, it's been like MSMA products. I don't have that on the market anymore. So you have to, I think we have a product that has quinachlorac in it that will damage your St. Augustine and not your Bermuda. But you've got to create some kind of a barrier where it can't come in the yard.
Tell me something this, Bobby. Are you going to get in trouble for having St. Augustine creep in?
I don't know if by getting in trouble with the HOA, but the yard just looks weird. I mean, I've got one side of it that looks really good. The Bermuda is real thick and strong. And then on the side of it, it's all St. Augustine. And I just know that it is a requirement by the HOA to have Bermuda and Bermuda only.
Yeah.
And I think it's creeping over from my neighbor's yard.
Do you know why that's the requirement, by any chance?
You know, I don't know. I was just told by a neighbor, you notice how everybody has Bermuda. Bermuda is required. Nobody has St. Augustine. I never took the time to actually go in and research the rules with the HOA or anything like that.
A lot of times the reason that HOAs do Bermuda instead of St. Augustine is because Bermuda is a lot less water needy. St. Augustine is fairly water needy. St. Augustine in really healthy soil can survive for a while without water. I mean, you know, with little water, but Bermuda is known to survive pretty well without water kind of at all. And so maybe really like kind of following some of Sherry's tips, but maybe also just cutting back on your watering a lot. Maybe all the way, even if you've got established Bermuda, frankly, it doesn't need to be watered, like, period.
Really?
And so that St. Augustine probably still does need to be watered, and you can definitely kind of give the Bermuda an advantage by doing that. So that's, I don't know if like your HOA is kind of like conservation focus, you know, they don't want you planting non-native plants, a place like that. Some of them do that. But a lot of them.
Yeah. That's how we are. I live in Cross Creek Ranch.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah.
Well, that would probably be the reason that they have the Bermuda over St. Augustine is because of the water usage. And so I might just like follow that reasoning and just water a lot less.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. And just on a side note, you are related to Jeff somehow,
yeah.
aren't you?
Yeah, Jeff's my direct brother.
Oh, he's a very good friend of mine.
Oh, awesome. That's awesome, man.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we've met them.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure we have.
Awesome,
but, yeah, thank you so much for the insight, and I guess I'll deal with it one way or the other.
All right, man. Well, best of luck to you. Yeah, it's a Cross Creek Ranch. They're trying to, like, you know, they have these kind of meadows, these plains mm-hmm. areas they're doing. You know, they have some wild spaces along these creeks. They're doing pretty cool stuff. But, yeah, that's the something that people don't realize about Bermuda is that it's pretty much a
yeah,
no
I
water.
Mean, it won't die.
Right.
But it takes just as much water to keep it green.
No, I mean, in the summer times and the hot times, you can do it pretty good. In the winter... Yeah. It is when it flies.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I want a green, beautiful lawn. So.
Sure. And yeah.
It's my opinion.
Right. Well, I don't water at all. You know.
Yeah.
I have no water uh-huh. on my St. Augustine lawn, and it's done well, but I've also done a lot to really
yeah,
kind of improve
too.
The soil.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it would be great for Cross Creek Ranch. And Cross Creek Ranch, if you're listening, and places that want to do that, you know, make like soil depth and soil improvement your priority and really like...
Right, in the building
really
practice.
Reduce water.
Yeah.
Water usage a ton by doing that versus kind of, you know, dictating
type of lawns.
Two different yeah. invasive species
right.
of lawn because
right.
neither of them are natives.
Exactly. Exactly.
Lawn Bermuda is just as non-native
right.
As the St. Augustine.
Absolutely.
So one great way to kind of improve your garden skills and kind of like make that soil deeper is by checking out some of Monterey Lawn and Garden stuff. They do sell molasses. They sell humates. They got a big selection of stuff. If you kind of check out their website, they got a great product that I love called Fish and Guano, and really good stuff. It's kind of a medium nitrogen fertilizer, so it'll really give plants a quick boost, but it also is really good for the soil. They have a few things that are kind of garden protective oriented. One of those is called Sluggo, and basically it protects your garden from snails and slug damage. Not a ton of ways to really like actually protect your garden from snails and slugs. People talk about putting eggshells down or pouring beer on stuff. And mm-hmm. like, you know, who wants to waste that beer? You know,
I think if you have an infestation, use some Sluggo.
Right? Yeah. Use Sluggo. Right. If you got that problem, they sell BT. So these are a couple of common things that you can find at any of our garden co-ops. BT is great for stopping caterpillars. Slugs and caterpillars are way different. So it really matters in diagnosing your problem. So just saying like, oh, something's eating my stuff. I'm going to kill everything. Well, there's tons of good insects. So if you have to kind of resort to killing something, you want to know what it is that you're killing. And so Sluggo does protect your plants and garden from snails and slugs. If you're getting snails and slug damage, BT does it from caterpillars. You just want to be aware of what you're trying to stop. So you don't want to do kind of universal destroyer because then you're talking about your bees, your pollinators, hummingbirds, things like that. I mean,
right. Best way to get an insect problem.
Right.
Go spray insecticide. Right?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. They also got a cool thing called honeybee attractant. That's a pheromone that will actually kind of lead bees to your garden to increase pollination. So if you're worried about seeing, you're growing plants for pollinators, but you're not seeing the bees, you can buy those and kind of get them going. So look for Sluggo and other Monterey Lawn and Garden products at our Garden Pros nurseries. Check out their line. If there's something that you want that a Garden Pro's not selling, just ask them. And it's pretty easy for them to start carrying it. So head to your Winter Garden Pro Nursery or other gardening places and talk to them about getting more Monterey Lawn and Garden product.
Hey, down here, it's your lawn, and I'm not happy. Why you feeding me chemicals? I'm made of natural stuff, bub, like bacteria, humus, beneficial bugs. Keep feeding me steroids and harsh sprays, and I might just curl up and die. Instead, use year-round organic lawn solutions. They keep lawns like me healthy organically, so I can fight off those brown spots, the chinch bugs, and the pests. Keep me and my lawn relatives healthy and happy. Visit yearroundhouston.com. Yearroundhouston.com.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic. Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Nelson Water Gardens and Nursery. Katie's full-service nursery.
Year-round. Organic lawn solutions. Safe for your pets and family.
Now, more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
And Sherry Hera.
Hey.
So, Sherry's here with me. She's one of our garden pros. We're talking gardening, talking summer plant health, really focusing on the soil and some roots. And we're going to dive deep into that, but we're going to take a caller real quick. Carrie, welcome to Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question?
Hi, thank you. Yes, I planted some bamboo in my yard. I thought that it was clumping bamboo, but it's running bamboo, and it's taking over everywhere. So I wanted to know, is there a way that I can thin it out and clear it out without damaging the roots of my trees that I have growing in the area?
Well, I mean, it's going to take a lot of work. So like the bamboo kind of has a rhizomal root that's really only two, three inches down. And rhizomal means, you know, root layer. So the very top layer of the soil. And that just needs to be taken out manually. There's not a lot of poisons that will kill that long term. So you're just going to dig that out. So it may have gone under some roots. And if that's the case, you just got to dig a little bit lower, pull it downward, cut it and take it out both ways. But that just has to happen. You got to kind of dig out those runners. It's hard work.
Yeah, and it's a process.
Yeah.
It takes a while.
That's unfortunately what I'm seeing. It's popping up. It's beautiful, but it's popping up everywhere. And I didn't know if there was an easier way. And I'm really worried, like you said, when I start digging down, then I'm going to hurt the tree.
Yeah, so it's not too deep. So basically, you can find a new runner and sort of start, you'll find the linear line, the lateral line of the kind of spreading root, and you just track it back. And you'll find that you're not digging deep. You're not going down feet and feet. It's just going to really have clung in, you know, 3-4 inches down. So maybe two, maybe if you're lucky, you know, if the soil is real hard. So, but yeah, that's tough stuff. That stinks that you thought you were getting clumping and you got spreading. That's the worst.
Yes, yes. It wasn't a fun mistake to discover.
No, definitely not.
We'll have to do a little sweat equity, I guess.
Well, yes. Unfortunately, I wish there was some easier way, but I had to deal with it in my house when I first moved in. There was a little patch on the other side of the fence, and it kept coming in, and I went over there and dug it out. So thanks for calling.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I think a lot of people don't even know that there are the two types of bamboo.
Right.
You know, the clumping. And so the clumping, basically it spreads like 2 inches every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it always goes in a different direction because it wants to make a big pad.
Right.
And the real big ones can make, you know, a 15-foot wide pad or bigger. But there are smaller ones that only make a 3-4 foot pad. So
yeah, well, we only carry clumping because of that.
Good
most,
for you.
Most homeowners don't need a runner.
We just high five because sort of irresponsible to carry the other stuff. Okay, Sherry Hera, sitting with Sherry Hera, consulting guru, gardening pro, genius out in the the garden. What are your tips for root care, root improvement?
Well, like you were talking about with Diane, water.
Okay.
That's very important, and feeding correctly. But right now with the heat, that's the biggest thing we're seeing is, you know, a lot of people go out and water like 5 minutes a day with their sprinkler systems.
Right.
And they're just creating super shallow roots.
Yeah.
So deep and infrequent water.
Deep and infrequent.
Infrequent.
So you want those plants to feel a little challenged to send out deeper roots.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Do you see people generally with adequate mulch?
Generally, no.
Yeah. So make sure that your mulch is adequate. You know, mulch is not that expensive. It's a very key thing to protect your roots, protect your soil.
Right.
So, yeah, we got like 1 more minute, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening over at Plants for All Seasons?
Well, it's hot.
Yeah, it is.
It's hot, but it's still beautiful and you can still plant right now.
Yeah.
Just don't rely on your sprinkler system.
That's right. And, you know, it gets you out there. Well, hand watering gets you out there. You get to see the space.
Right.
So they have a bunch of beautiful stuff. So we'll head up there on this National Trails Day and use some of their asphalt trails they have in the gardening space. Well, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming in. And, it's always sad to say goodbye to Sherry, but she's not going to be on the show because the show's going to be over soon. Here in like 6 minutes. Not forever. We're going to be back next week. Don't worry about that. But yeah, good times. Okay, well, thanks so much, Sherry. Plants for All Seasons, awesome. Have you been up to Warren Southern Gardens?
I have not been there yet.
So it's a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really cool place. It's also got a bunch of cool paths, kind of like you guys. It invites you to walk around,
right?
See the space, kind of experience things, not just plants, not just fruit trees. You guys got a great, you know, mm-hmm. they have a great fruit tree selection too. And it's just a really cool spot. So what I love about it, if you're up in Kingwood and you're considering starting gardening, man, it is a great place for you. They're very good to new people. They, like all our garden pros, have experienced knowledge staffs. So you're like, how do people this smart, you know, like work at a retail garden center? But they have a ton of great people. It's an oasis up in Kingwood. Beautiful spot to be. So they give advice without attitude. Their roots run deep. They've been around for a long time. They do have an awesome You Kill It, Warren's Replaces It guarantee. So they give you tip sheets on everything. So a great thing that we really love it. Our garden, you know, you guys do it too, mm-hmm. is like, somebody buys a plant, it comes with a care sheet. So you're not just like left with no knowledge with the hope that you kill your plant and then come back soon. They want these plants to live. And they back it up with kind of a, you care for it as instructed, your plant dies, bring it back and Warren's will replace it. So there's a gardener in every one of us, and Warren Southern Gardens is a safe place to set your gardener free. That's Warren Southern Gardeners, 1675 North Park Drive in Kingwood. And you can go to their website and really check out a lot of their wares, warrensoutherngardens.com.
At MicroLife, we believe in healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. MicroLife is the most nutritious soil and plant food for your gardens, flowers, vegetables, and lawns. MicroLife is the number one organic fertilizer professionals use, containing over 100 minerals and billions of beneficial microbes that'll have your plants healthier and performing better than ever. MicroLife is completely safe for you, your children, and pets. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com. MicroLife, making life better.
500 pounds of dust. That's what tile removal can kick up in your home. It's dirty. It's dangerous to your health. But now there's a better way. Dust-free tile removal by Cutting Edge. Using patented technology, tile, Saltillo, stone, marble, even limestone comes up without any dusty mess. Forget cleanup. DustFreeHouston.com frees you to focus on your home's new look. See Cutting Edge Tile Removal in action. Read reviews or set an appointment at DustFreeHouston.com. DustFreeHouston.com.
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
All right. Well, that was another week on the Home Show Garden Pros. Hope you got a lot of good information about protecting your plants for the summer. Remember, those roots matter a lot. So we talked with Diane Bolanowski about using seaweed, about humates, about using fish emulsion. It's a great way to improve your roots. Kind of echoed that with Sherry Hera about using mulch really as a protector for the roots and making sure you water. So water deeply, water infrequently. We want to keep them watered, but we also want to stress them out. Big thanks to all our callers. Also, always a big thanks to Patrick and Tina and Will, people working behind the scenes to make this happen. Stay tuned with us for Tom Tynan's Home Show Radio. And it's the same number to call in, 713-572-4610. And you know what? Do something fun to celebrate National Trails Day. Get out and use your neighborhood trails. If it's on a bayou, the bayou Buffalo Bayou Conservancy has done a ton for that. The Houston Parks Board has done a ton to make the bayous great. So get out and use a trail. Houston a better city. And makes us all better people when we're outside a little bit more often. So come on down to Memorial Park. I'll be out there talking about volunteering and our awesome trail system. Hope to see you soon. And thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.
The Home Show Garden Pros can answer your questions 24/7 at homeshowgardenpros.com. Home Show Garden Pros is a presentation of Mojer Media Incorporated. All rights reserved. Danny Milliken's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston, its sponsors, or Mojer Media. More gardening questions, answers, tips, and video all the time at homeshowgardenpros.com. Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan is coming up next